101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans losing a seat as the special election to replace George Santos results in a Democratic victory in New York. Tom Suozzi winning back the 3rd Congressional District seat. ABC's Brittany Shepard.
Voters braved the snow to deliver Democrats a decisive win in the House of Representatives, albeit temporary. Suozzi flipped New York's 3rd Congressional District blue, back from now disgraced Republican George Santos, who was kicked out of office. Once sworn in, Suozzi will serve the rest of Santos's term. But this seat is back up again with the rest of all the other House seats in November.
The House impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas with that razor-thin majority. They say he hasn't enforced immigration laws at the border. In Austin, Texas, last night, a car crashed into the emergency room at a hospital. The driver was killed, 5 other people hurt, including 2 children. It's going to be warm and sunny in Kansas City today. Perfect weather for the Super Bowl victory parade. Up to 1 million fans could be there. This is ABC News. The search is underway in Turkey for 9 miners trapped after a collapse at a gold mine. The rescue effort dangerous because there's cyanide in the ground. Now to ABC's Alex Stone and the story of a sudden surge of strange 911 calls in Arizona.
911 emergency.
When the 911 calls started coming into police, it seemed unbelievable.
I think there's an alligator.
Alligators aren't found in Mesa, Arizona, but callers said there was a big one in the water at Riverview Park.
It's kind of just sitting there, but we were all fishing, and it's coming around.
It turns out, yes, there is an alligator, but it's made of styrofoam, and it was put there along with a fake crocodile and 2 hippos by the city to give turtles in the pond a place to climb onto and sunbathe. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And showing up in Central Oregon, the plague. Health officials say there is a case of bubonic plague, and it's likely the patient caught it from their cat. The plague is typically spread through flea bites and is treatable with antibiotics. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7 Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature this afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill, and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Meredith Witzel Bale is the city clerk in Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. Simplify so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
And we're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff. And, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98 Q Country. Country.
You can. online at 98qcountry.com.
But I damn sure wanna be working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. Buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool, 'cause it could buy me a boat.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Yeah.
Johnson, her new song called Wildflowers and Wild Horses at 98Q Country. All right, happy Valentine's Day to you. Our gift to you is going to be your chance to win. We've got $25 gift certificates with our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. So we'll have a couple of chances for you to win a little bit later on here this morning. We have some snow possibilities later in the day today, probably after supper time. Inch or two of snow could fall overnight tonight. And after that system moves out, that's pretty much it for a while. It doesn't look like we have much in the way of snow right through the weekend. It's pretty much been commonplace, so we're used to it all. We have 20, what do we have, 24 right now. And temperatures should be up into the, what are we looking at? Actually, 23. Lost one there during our gab. 30, what are we looking at here? 30, not working. Computer, thank you. You're one of those, you hit the computer, it doesn't react till you hit it again. And then, of course, it just before you hit it again, it switches. And then you're somewhere else, you're not sure. 39, actually, is what we're shooting for today. With a cloudy sky, and those winds will be southwest today at about 6 to 13 miles an hour. So a very pleasant, very mild Valentine's Day for you. Well, twice an hour we get you updated on what's happening, what's going on. We'll get you all the local scores. We had a few local ball games last night. We'll do that at 7, but right now, ABC, twice an hour news updates.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans losing a seat as the special election to replace George Santos results in a Democratic victory in New York. Tom Suozzi winning back the 3rd Congressional District seat. ABC's Brittany Shepard.
Voters braved the snow to deliver Democrats a decisive win in the House of Representatives, albeit temporary. Suozzi flipped New York's 3rd Congressional District blue, backed from now disgraced Republican George Santos, who was kicked out of office. Once sworn in, Suozzi will serve the rest of Santos's term. But this seat is back up again with the rest of all the other House seats in November.
The House impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas with that razor-thin majority. They say he hasn't enforced immigration laws at the border. In Austin, Texas, last night, a car crashed into the emergency room at a hospital. The driver was killed, 5 other people hurt, including 2 children. It's going to be warm and sunny in Kansas City today. Perfect weather for the Super Bowl victory parade. Up to 1 million fans could be there. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is expanding its labor and delivery facilities in Eau Claire. Marshfield says its obstetrics unit is going from 8 beds to 20. The expansion would mean jobs for some of the more than 1,400 people who are losing their jobs as 2 hospitals and several clinics in western Wisconsin are set to close. Governor Evers says conditions are getting better in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place in spring. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WISN-TV's Upfront that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised their pay last summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the 8th win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked 4th in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a 4-game losing streak by beating Ohio Ohio State. At home, the Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54, Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this wintertime.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys go set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
The Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group is moving their meetings to the Waterford in Park Falls starting February 20th at 12:30 p.m. They will continue to meet on the third Tuesday of each month at the same time. If you're experiencing symptoms of dementia or care for an individual exhibiting signs of dementia, you're invited to come celebrate their new move and location at the Waterford in Park Falls and enjoy a bite to eat, refreshments, and ADRC giveaways. For more information, you can reach Shay O'Rourke at the ADRC of Price County at 715-339-1052. ADRC looks forward to seeing you.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin would finally be safe.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Let's do this.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Tritt.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my
yesterday's classics.
Side of blue.
Sierra and Morgan Wallen teamed up on that one with Memo's House, 98Q Country. All right, happy Valentine's Day to you. It's going to be a mild day, close to 40 today. We're going to see some snow late in the day, probably after supper time, and might see an inch or two of accumulation overnight tonight. Then that'll be it for a while. Nothing big storm-wise is in our forecast, at least for now anyway, for the weekend. I'm going to get Craig in here from Bader Sports Center, talk about what's happening there. He'll be in a little bit after 8 this morning. They got all the Stormy Cromer stuff going on there and all the outdoor sporting stuff you need, a fourth-generation family store. And we'll welcome in Craig coming up at about 8:15 during Reality Radio. Hey, Complete Rain Gutter Services, they have had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Yeah, CompleteRainGutter.com is where you can go and get yourself a little quote for your gutters today. All right, February's always a, I don't know about you, but February is usually a difficult month for me because usually by the time February rolls around, I've had enough of winter and I'm ready to move on to spring. But I don't feel like we've had winter yet. So I'm doing all right. I'm not like anticipating, you know, March and April mild weather. To be real honest with you, I'm a little bit hesitant about March and April because of the lack of precipitation that we've had. We're going to get caught up at some point. We just hope it doesn't come all at once, especially in the form of rain. Now, I think we can all agree that if you had to pick between like five to seven inches of rain or 2 feet of snow, which one would you take? If you had to, there's no choice. You got to take one or the other. I would take the snow. 5 to 7 inches of rain, which I would guess that's probably probably the equivalent of what we're behind as far as the equivalent of rain to snowfall, and meteorologists take care of that stuff. But we're behind. There's no doubt about that. And we're going to get precipitation here at some point late in the winter or in the springtime. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But like I said, it doesn't feel like, well, we had that one cold stretch. And it still wasn't crazy cold, that cold stretch. It wasn't like it was 30 below. And obviously we haven't had the snow. So it's just kind of a weird February for me. It's just like, I don't know. I mean, I'm waiting for spring, but I don't feel like I've really frozen the core temperature of my body enough to legitimize wanting the warm weather. And for those of you sneaking away to Puerto Vallarta and Cancun and all that stuff, well, I don't know. You save yourself a couple bucks, just grab a lawn chair and go right out in the backyard. I think you'll be fine.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Right now.
Come on, let's go!
Drink a lot.
Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her.
Yesterday's classics, 98Q Country.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day. This weather's got us all messed up here. 39, so we'll call it 40 today. When they say 39, we say 40. You say potato, we say potato. A very light wind. Should be a pleasant day to be out and about. Not a whole lot. Not expecting a whole lot in the way of sunshine today. And if you're moving out around and about, keep in mind that we are going to see some snow later today, probably after supper time. And we may see an inch or two of snow accumulate overnight tonight. So if your travel plans take you into the evening hours of 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you may have a little bit of snow to trudge through as we pretend that it's winter. Pretend. We have Reality Radio coming up. Craig from Bader Sports Center will be in. Hope to get Gray in here. We'll talk a little bit about the Berkey over in Hayward is making adjustments because of the lack of snow. And I know he's informed on that, so maybe we can corral him and get him in to talk to us this morning. Let's get some words of wisdom. Focus on the family at 6:54 on this Valentine's Day. Focus on the family brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
At an orphanage in Guatemala, author Dave Willis saw how love can change a person's life. Most of the children there had been rescued from sex traffickers or abusive families. That was Margarita's story. She'd been abused by her father, then removed from her home and abused by her uncle. Everyone who should have protected her wounded her instead. When she arrived at the orphanage, she hardly spoke and didn't trust anyone, especially men. John and Jessica, the couple who ran the orphanage, did their best to love Margarita and to help her feel safe in every way they could. For months, there was no outer change, but something was happening on the inside. Her broken heart was healing. One night, Margarita broke away from the girl she was talking to, sat next to John, and put her head on his shoulder. In Spanish, she said, "When I came here, I didn't know what it meant to feel safe. Now I know what it means to be truly loved and protected." After being so mistreated, Margarita could have chosen to disconnect from her heart, and she might have, except someone valued her and showed her unconditional love. And because they did, Margarita was able to face her future with optimism and hope for the first time. That's the power of love. Love reaches into someone's heart and changes it from the inside out. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They they care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616. Or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Spray Part, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer. This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Yeah.